This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Clement I. Clement was one of the earliest popes. He not only knew the apostles and talked with them, but he was described by Saint Paul as one of his fellow workers. When Clement spoke about religious matters, he drew upon the tradition of the teachings of the apostles who had been instructed firsthand by Christ. Clement is believed to be the fourth pope in the line of Roman bishops which started with Saint Peter. Unlike the two popes before him, of which little is recorded, Clement became well known because of a letter he wrote known as the First Epistle of Clement. It was during the persecution by the Roman Emperor Domitian that Clement received word of the scandalous actions of some Christians in the city of Corinth. They had rebelled against the leadership of several of their bishops and had even driven them from the city. Clement's message to these Corinthians in about 96 A.D. reminds the Corinthians that Christ, the King of the universe, did not come to earth in a show of power, but one of humility. Whereas all the heavens, earth, oceans, and worlds are governed by his commands, his followers must not violate his intentions nor disrespect those bishops who have been placed over them to guide them. Those who are strong must help the weak. Those who are wealthy must aid those with less. Each part in the body depends upon the others. The head needs the feet, and the feet need the head. Clement warned the rebellious persons that those who chose to continue to ignore the words of God spoken through his letter would be committing serious wrongs for which they themselves would be entirely responsible. Finally, he wrote that he expected to hear through his messengers that those involved had changed their hearts. This one letter became the most important first-century Christian document outside of the New Testament because it defined the authority of the Bishop of Rome as the head of the entire Christian Church. It was ranked among the books of Holy Scripture and was read along with them at Mass. As Roman pontiff, Clement clearly showed his pastoral concern for the spiritual welfare of the universal church and for encouraging a way of life which followed the teachings of Christ. Clement died around 100 A.D. There were various stories surrounding his death. One said that he was exiled and martyred in 95 A.D. by being tied to an anchor by his enemies and drowned. Although he is honored today as a martyr, early writers make no mention of his death at all. His remains were placed beneath the altar in the Basilica of San Clemente in Rome, which reportedly rests over the remains of the actual house in which he lived. The name of Pope Saint Clement and several other early popes are remembered daily in the prayers of the Mass called the Canon. Let us not be like the rebellious citizens of Corinth, sometimes forgetting that we are created as a part of Christ's body. Whatever talents we have been given are to be used to assist others as Christ came to assist us.